One Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this day. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the air that we breathe, for your unwavering love. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for our family, our friends, and all of our daily needs from day to day. God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have thine own way as we continue, oh God, to decrease so you can increase within us. Lord, we thank you for protecting us, for guiding us. For God, we are grateful. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to Psalm 119. We're going to look at verse 1 and 3. That's Psalm 119, verse 1 and 3. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Joyful are people of integrity who follow instructions of the Lord. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his paths. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And the topic for this morning is, break out of the compromise rut. Break out of the compromise rut. In other words, stop compromising in order to please people. So let's look at it. Psalm 119, and that verse 3 means that blessed, happy people are those who live righteously by not doing wrong, which is iniquity, and by actively following God's path, his ways. When you are doing what God is telling you to do, some people will get upset because, number one, they don't understand what God has commissioned you to do. And number two, they see that you are serious about the things of God and that you are demonstrating a life of total commitment to God and God only. And through your life, his word is revealed. Through your lifestyle, there is obedience to God. And through your lifestyle, you have a heart that seeks him above anything else, making God's law your life road and your course of action. You don't even have room to compromise. Come on here, somebody. Compromising means that you are surrendering to that person. And you know it is wrong, but so that person won't get upset with you or say something negative to you. You would rather compromise. You would rather go along with what they say or do. If I'm doing everything right and you're not correcting me with the love of God and you see me walking in error and you won't tell me anything, it's something wrong with you. Because there is a way that you can tell somebody something without hurting them or without saying it out of your own feelings. And what I mean about out of your own feelings is there is a way it can come towards the person so the person can receive it in love. Because everybody is not talking love. Everybody is not speaking things to you out of love. They are speaking it through your emotions. They are trying to fit you and form you to the way they perceive you to be. My God. So we're going to look at the key things and their meanings. Blameless and a life lived according to God's law. Simply means in walking in God's law, it is your life. It is whatever God says. You are conformed to his standards. No, this is not about you being perfect. And this is not about being an unattainable standard, but a commitment to follow God's precepts in all aspects of your life. Blameless and living a life lived according to God's law. And another thing is total commitment. Total commitment. Even the things that I don't want God to know, when we all know that God knows all things. And even the things that I don't want him for the touch, but he's going to touch it anyway. Because there's going to be a time when God say, hey, look, you have to make a decision. Either you're going to serve me or not. Total commitment. The psalm emphasized that this blessing is not just for those who follow God's rules, but for those who seek him with their whole heart. This means a sincere and undivided devotion, not a superficial or a partial commitment. God don't want half of you. God wants all of you. He wants a total commitment, total surrenderance. Another thing is careful obedience. Keeping God's testimonies and precepts refers to carefully in observing God's instructions and living in loyalty to the covenant with him. This is seen as a way of life that is both good for the individual and the path is a blessing. If you walk in total obedience to God, yes, you're going to hit some rough spots because the enemy is going to come with something. But you have the knowledge, you have the skill, you have the spiritual knowledge to get over what Satan is trying to throw your way. And another thing is action over mere knowledge. You can know the word, you can quote the word, and this and that, and I'm not knocking nobody because we have some Bible scholars. But until you live the word, that's when the word is going to work for you. Come on here, somebody. It is not enough to simply read and know the scriptures. The Psalms meaning is in the practice, meaning you have to walk it. You have to live it. You have to talk it. And it will show in your activities. And look out. Here's the main thing. It will also show in your behavior. It will show in your behavior. I have not seen so many tight-faced, mean saints of God. Face look like they are sucking on a lemon all day. And not to even mention, you have saints of God that are in the church, just got through worshiping and praising God, and will pass right by you and will not speak. Just got through singing on the praise team and will not speak. Who's going to receive from you? Sit down and get delivered. Whatever you're going through, whatever is in your heart, sit down and get delivered. And let God take that junk out because you're not hurting nobody but yourself. God's word, God's ways, and if you walk in according to the ways and will and word of God, it should show up in your activities and your behaviors. They will know you. People will know you by the fruit you bear. Some of us need to be fruit inspectors. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. Sometimes when we compromise people of God and do something we know is wrong or questionable, we think we are gaining an advantage with people. we think that we are getting their approval and their acceptance. But that's all we're getting. But when you walk in integrity, when you live by what God says in His Word, and you don't lower that standard, you are gaining advantage with God. His favor on your life will take you much further than having an advantage with people. Oh, somebody better catch that. Maririo Boshe. My God. His favor on your life will take you much further than having an advantage with people. We may cut corners here and compromise there. Some of us will. But it's only going to hurt us in the long run. I'm telling you. You may have made mistakes in the past and you lacked integrity in certain areas. But the good news is that it's not hard to correct. No, it's not. It just takes effort. It takes being open to change. It takes being willing to dig down deeper and do the right thing. It means breaking out of ruts where we've gotten used to compromise and being less than our best. Don't you never let nobody think you are less than your best. Give God your best. Because why? God has given us His best. And every day we open up our eyes, He have given us the best thing we can ever have. And that's life. And life more abundantly. So today, I petition you to be a new beginning. When you prove you're a person of integrity, when you know that you are a person of integrity, I'm going to tell you something. There's no limit to how high God will take you. And you would not find yourself in a compromising position. Because why? I live a life of integrity unto God. God has my entire life. I am in obedience to Him. What I do, what I say, and where I go. So, people of God, Psalm 119 says, there is just one way to live a life, and that is morally pure, and that is to live according to God's truth. So, how is Psalm 119 relevant today? This psalm reflects the view that the Lord, who abounds in steadfast love and His faithfulness and who He is, freely and fully forgives His people when they confess their sins, loves His people without limitation, and therefore also guides the faithful in the way of life that is generally and good and so beautiful and peaceful. Let us pray. Father, thank you for challenging us to come up higher and be our best, especially when no one is watching us. Show us if there is anything that we're doing that is keeping us from becoming a person of integrity. Father God, we want to change. And we believe you have the power. No, we know you have the power to change us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And also know when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God, He is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry,
The address is P.O. Box 3514.